miserable.
我们再跳过来看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
再者，两个人同睡就多得暖和，一个人独睡怎能暖和呢？我们加拿大很冷啊。
Canada is indeed very cold.
一个人睡觉有时候实际有一点凉啊。
And indeed, when you sleep alone, it gets freezing.
那其实这种感觉是啊，更是心灵上的。当一个人没有一个心灵的支柱的时候呢，那种感觉更凉啊。
But when you don't have support, spiritual support within your heart, this indeed is even colder.
所以真的，一个人没有朋友，有时候那种感受非常难过。
And indeed, if you do not have friends, that feeling is not very easy and nice to bear.
我们再翻回这个诗篇102篇哦。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 102.
这是一个困苦的人发昏的时候在神面前的祷告了。
This is a prayer that this person was very lonely when he did this prayer to God.
我们来读第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我的心被伤，好像炒菇干，甚至我忘了吃饭。他的心好像秋天的菇草一样。
And the heart is just like a withered like grass.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因我哀哼的声音，我的肉紧贴骨头。第六节。
Verse 6.
我如同旷野的鹈鹕，我好像荒场的猫头鹰。第七节。
Verse 7.
我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。我们仔细看第六节、第七节这三种动物呢，都是在谈到一种孤单的情形啊。
As we look at verse 6 and 7, these animals describe situations of loneliness.
那个鹈鹕啊，就是下巴有个袋子的这种鸟呢，本来是应该住在湖上或是海上面的。
And this kind of bird that's mentioned here, they're supposed to live, pitikins, they're supposed to live in the ocean.
但是这里说是在旷野。
But here it says it is in the desert.
并且是孤单的一只啊，单数的。
It is a singular ape. It's only one.
那个猫头鹰本来应该住在树林里面的。
And owls are supposed to live in the forest.
这边说是在荒场。
And here it says it lives among the ruins.
所以都是没有同伴的。
And all of these animals do not have companions.
就是好像房顶上那个孤单的麻雀一样。
It is just like that lonely sparrow alone on the roof.
有人说有朋友他是加倍啊，喜乐的加倍，痛苦的减半。
Some people say friends are like adding more joy to you and minusing sorrows.
如果说你在公司被升迁了，
升迁
promoted in the office.
And if you're promoted in your office,
你找不到一个人来诉说你的高兴。
And if you cannot find anyone to tell them your joy,
那种感觉马上啊，高兴就没有办法满足了。
Then you cannot fulfill this enjoyment of you inside.
所以真的是呢，我们有朋友，我们真的是快乐的加倍，痛苦的减半。
And indeed, if you have friends, you have more, you gain more happiness and less miserable.
最近很多人在查考这个孤单哦，在网络上这种文章好多篇的。
And there are many articles written on the internet about loneliness.
最近小弟看到一个妇人呢，在描写她因为先生生意的关系啊，全家从加州搬到美国的中西部去了。
And there was this woman that was describing because of this illness of her husband, they moved from California to the eastern part of the United States.
不是 illness 啦 ，business 啦，哦 ，business 啦，哈
，business。
那有一天呢，她先生带她去逛街啊。
And one day when the husband took her to shopping.
那这个在这个下城downtown哈，人来人往啊。
And at that time, there were a lot of people in downtown.
突然间，先生讲说要到前面去买一个东西啊。
And the husband said, "I'm going up there to buy something."
她一个人站在街的角落，这样子看到陌生的人来来去去。
And she stood alone on the side of the street, and she saw all the strangers passing her by.
这么陌生的一个地方。
This is such a place that I do not know of.
一个朋友都没有。
I'm so lonely. I don't even have one friend.
虽然人来人往，他突然觉得一股那个莫名的寂寞哦，莫名的孤单哦，就涌上他的心头啊。
And all these people passing by, all of a sudden, she felt this immense feeling of loneliness coming towards her.
可是她必须要站在街角上面擦自己的眼泪啊。
She stood on the side of the road to cry and to wipe her tears.
所以缺乏朋友是孤单的一个原因。
And this lacking of friends is a reason of being lonely.
圣经上跟我们讲，其实思念亲人呐，也觉得很孤单。
The Bible also tells us that missing your relatives is also a form of misery.
我们看四十五章创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪四十五章。
Genesis chapter 45.
四十五章的二十六节。
Genesis chapter 45, verse 26.
四十五章二十六节。
45:26.
告诉他说，约瑟还在，并且做埃及人全地的宰相。雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们了。雅各因为约瑟的死哦，雅各一直谈到说他悲悲伤伤的，想要到阴间去找他儿子啊。
And because the death of Joseph, Jacob wanted to go to Hades to find his son.
13年以上已经过去了。
13 years has passed.
可他自己听到有人说，哎，他儿子还活着。
And when he heard someone say that your son is still alive.
我知道他心里现在讲说他心里冰凉，他不相信啊。
And it describes here that his heart was cold, he did not believe.
那个冰凉给我们一种感觉就是，他这十几年当中哦。都还在思念他的儿子们。
And this coldness of his heart tells us that during these 13 years, he's thinking about his son.
我想他的心情不晓得在多少个夜晚哦感到难过。
I'm not sure how many nights he felt miserable at night.
我们再说不晓得有多少位是单独来这边留学的哦。
I'm not sure how many of you here are in Canada alone.
一个人到国外留学，在早期，尤其是我们早期的留学生。
When a person comes abroad for studies, especially the early immigrants such as I.
尤其是第一年，什么事情都不顺利。
Especially in the first year, nothing goes smooth.
常常晚上会看着月亮想着家人。
And oftentimes I would look at the moon and think about my family.
会知道美国的月亮是比台湾圆一点，有时候觉得。
And it is true, probably the moon in the United States is rounder than Taiwan.
大概是比较靠近北极的关系吧。
It's probably because we're closer to the North Pole.
晚上睡觉常常会思想着家人。
And at night, I will often think about my family.
有时候我们很难想象那个失落家人他们的心到底怎么一回事。
And it is hard for us to think and wonder what is that feeling of missing your family.
小弟在教会里面认识位伯伯。
And in church, I knew this older brother.
他的太太在两三年前呢被车子撞死了。
And this brother's wife got into a car accident 2-3 years ago.
他说直到如今呢，他每个礼拜一定要播两三天呢。到太太的坟墓旁边去陪她说话。
And even up till now, he would spare about 2-3 days to go to the funeral, to the gravestone of his wife to grieve.
他跟你谈他太太过去情形的时候
，When he tells you about his wife in the past，
这个老婆婆一定要擦眼泪的。
And this old brother would always shed tears when he talked about his wife.
所以真的有时候爱过的人哦，才知道情感很重啊。
And indeed, if you have once loved, then you'll know what is love.
原来思念亲友可以是那么深的一种，让人感到那么深的孤苦啊。
And indeed, missing your family and your relatives indeed is very miserable.
另外一种造成孤单呢，是因为一种心碎的感觉。
And another type of loneliness is heartbroken.
我们来看撒母记下十三章二十节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 20.
撒母记下十三章二十节。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 20.
十三章二十节。
13, verse 20.
394页，他胞兄亚沙龙问他说：“莫非你哥哥暗嫩与你亲近了吗？我妹妹，暂且不要作声，他是你哥哥，不要将这事放在心上。”他嘛就孤孤单单地住在他胞兄亚沙龙家里面。这么提到一个很漂亮的小姐叫他嘛，她后来孤孤单单地住在她的哥哥家里面。
And here talks about a beautiful young woman called Tamar. And in the end, she lived lonely in Absalom, her brother's house.
从这一章我们看到 Tamar 至少心碎了四次。
And from this chapter, we know that Tamar has been heartbroken 4 times.
至少四次。
At least 4 times.
第一次，她奉爸爸的命令呢，到哥哥床前呢，做饼给哥哥吃。
And the first time that she had heartbroken was through the command of her father to make bread for her brother to eat.
爸爸, 啊, 哥哥突然把他抓住了，要跟他做坏事。
And all of a sudden, this brother of hers grabbed her and wanted to do bad things.
他跟他讲说，哎呀，在以色列哦，不可以做这种恶事情啊。
And Tamar told the brother that in Israel we cannot do such wicked things.
你求爸爸，爸爸不会不允许我归给你。意思就说什么呢？我会嫁给你了，你不要做这种禽兽的事情。
And he told the brother that, "Do not do this to me. If you beg my father, he might be able to let me marry you. Do not do such thing of a beast."
已经答应要嫁给他了，哥哥还是不接受啊。
But now that she is willing to marry him, he would not accept her.
这是第一次的伤害。
This is the first heartbroken.
第二次就是用蛮力，他用蛮力玷污了他这位小姐啊。
And second times, which is he used his force to impurify this lady.
那是心灵跟肉体的伤害。
This is indeed not just hurting her spirituality, but also abusing her physically.
第三度的伤害就是想不到这位仁兄啊，做了这种恶事情之后呢，突然之间那个爱转成为一种极重的恨。
And the third time she was heartbroken was that this brother, after he has done such wicked things, he turned this love into this angry hatred.
马上要把他赶出去啊。
And he wanted to herd her out.
他说，哥哥啊，你这样做比你刚刚做的罪更严重。
And she told her brother that what you have done now is even worse than you just did before.
这个人哦，这是禽兽，不管的，就马上把他推出去，叫仆人推出去，门一关，砰一声的，把他推到外面去了。
And this brother didn't care. He was as a beast. He just told the servants to herd her out.
最后他自己又情不自禁的把衣服撕掉，在外面痛哭啊！这第三次被伤害，第四次在公共场所，可能很多人都知道他大概发生了什么事情了。
And after she was hurt the third time, the fourth time, she tore up her clothes and cried in public.
所以这种心碎的感觉，让他最后孤孤单单的住在哥哥的家中啊。
And this feeling of
另外一个哥亲自的哥哥的家中啊。
And this feeling of heartbrokenness made her to be living alone in her other brother's house.
圣上讲说哦，一个人痛苦的感觉哦，自己知道，别人不知道。
And the Bible describes that the feeling of loneliness of this uncomfortable misery only yourself knows, no one knows.
我在读者文摘看到一个一个女士啊，白人啊，她在描写她的生命一段过程。
And I was reading Reader's Digest, and this occasion described her life.
她年轻的时候很喜欢旅行。
And she loved to vacation all around, travel when she was young.
所以呢，她就自己一个人跑到东方的世界呢，去冒险
了。So she went to Asia to have an adventure.
而想不到她遇到坏人呢。
But she did not know that she encountered bad people.
被一群男生呢，集体的对他做恶事情。
And a herd of
men.
And it was a gang rape that had happened on her.
他说，因为这个事情啊，让他以后他必须要跑到那个心灵治疗的机构，他才有办法恢复他那种心情的那种很强烈的 depression， 很强烈的那种哀伤啊。
And she had to go through this agency that helped these people to overcome their sorrowfulness in a clinic to overcome this misery.
她说女儿哦，跟她当年的年纪已经一样大了。
And she was telling the readers that her daughter is about the same age as the age that she encountered.
她现在要把她过去的生命呢，跟她女儿教导，要让他们来小心呢。
And she told her daughter about what happened in her past life to teach them.
不容易的一件事情呢。
But this indeed is something very hard to do.
真的在过去的生命哦，那种心碎，或者是我们如果情感上曾经被抛弃过，那种感觉有时候真的是很孤单难受。
And indeed, in the past, if you have been hurt or abused in the past, it is indeed very hard, and it's such misery in your heart.
当然，人类这种孤单的原始来源呢，这种所有的罪的来源呢，都是因为人的始祖离开了神的面。
But all the things that has happened, all these loneliness that are caused because of men have departed from the Lord.
当我们离开天父的身旁，罪进入世界，人又继续犯罪的时候呢，各种恶事情就让我们的孤单更加深刻。
And when men leave the Lord into this world that is full of evil people, this loneliness then encounters us immediately.
那到底 我们应该怎么样来面对或赢过孤单呢？
How can we overcome this loneliness in our hearts?
一般人对孤单的反应啊，都是采取退缩的态度。
And most people's reaction to loneliness is to withdraw.
比如说年轻人放假，他们很孤单，怎么办呢？
And during vacation, what happens if these youths feel lonely?
他们大概就是吃 potato chips 咯，睡觉咯，就是这样子。
And they probably eat chips and go to sleep.
所以呢，现在的人这个体重越来越增加。
And that's why people's weight begin to increase.
那更糟糕的就是有的人呢，用酒精或者是药物来麻醉自己孤单的感觉。
But what is worse is that people use alcohol or different types of drugs to numb themselves of loneliness.
我们觉得退缩不是圣经上要我们用的方法。
We're sure that withdrawal from loneliness is not something that the Bible wants us to do.
我们看，请看箴言的十八章第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1.
十八章第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
782页。十八章第一节，倚重和寡的独自寻求心愿，并恼怒一切真智慧。当一个人独自寻求心愿，不跟人家在一起，退缩的时候呢，这不是真的智慧了。
And this indeed is not true knowledge if an unfriendly man pursues selfish ends.
有一个弟兄他这样讲啊。
There was a brother that said this.
他说他跟同学相处五年了，他念五专了。
And he went to college, and during the 5 years with his friends.
最后大家要分开了。
And in the end, everyone was to departure from one another.
他就答应同学说要把毕业班刊编出来。
And he promised his friends that he will make a graduation book.
他说如果编不出来呢，就无颜见江东父老了，就不敢回来见你们了。
And he said, if I do not make this yearbook, then I will not come back to see you.
后来真的毕业了，然后大家要做最后的聚餐了。
And indeed, when graduation came, people had a small gathering.
他的班刊也真的编不出来。
And indeed, this graduation book was not completed.
他真的没有去参加那个最后的吃饭。
He really did not attend this gathering at the end.
晚上七点半，他躺在自己的床上。
And at night, around 7, he lied on his bed.
一直在想象，这时候同学在做什么啊？
And he kept on thinking about what his friends are doing right now.
想，突然觉得自己好孤，这就那种感受真的难过。
And all of a sudden, he felt this weird feeling with him that was not very comfortable.
20岁的青年，那种感受强烈到他必须要在床上枕头上掉眼泪啊。
And this feeling was so immense and so great that even though as a year of 20, he had to shed tears.
所以有时候退缩哦，不是处理孤单的方法。
And sometimes when we withdraw from things, it is not a cure for loneliness.
经上讲说，其实啊，孤单的一个良方呢，就是按照诫命去做。
And the Bible tells us that a good medication for to cure loneliness is do things according to the Bible.
我们来看腓立比书的二章第四节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
腓立比书二章第四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
腓立比书二章四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾念别人的事。其实真的当我们把爱的双手伸出去的时候，
It is indeed that when we reach out our loving arms,
了解到孤单会不见的。
We'll realize that slowly by slowly, this loneliness will be gone.
所以你看新约说你要尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你的神。
And therefore the New Testament tells us that to love your Lord with all your heart, with all your mind and all your heart.
要爱邻舍好像你自己一样。
And to love your neighbors as yourself.
当我们真的这样去做的时候啊。
And when we actually go do this.
你会知道这个情节不会在我们生命上出现。
And we will realize this situation of loneliness will not happen on us.
我遇到一位伯父，他这样说。
I met this uncle. He told me this.
他已经是60几岁了。
And he was about age 60.
他还要去老人中心做义工啊。
He was a volunteer in a senior home.
那为什么他要这样做呢？
Why did he want to do this?
他觉得这样做之后呢，他找到自己存在的价值。
And he said that after he's doing this, he found the value of himself living.
他说助人就是快乐的根本，助人是快乐之本啊。
And he realized that to help one another is indeed happiness for him.
他说这是真的，当我们把我们的爱施出去的时候。
And when we give our loves to others,
我们生命就没有孤单的空间了。
There's no room in our hearts for loneliness anymore.
应该撒该用钱把自己围起来哦。
And Haggai, he gave
Zechariah,
he used money to surround himself. He was indeed a sinner in society. He did not have any friends. When Jesus was going to walk by his home,
他就偷偷地爬到树上看耶稣。
He secretly climbed up to the tree to look at Jesus.
耶稣跟撒该说，撒该，我今天要到你家去做客。
And Jesus told Zechariah that I'm going to go to your home to be a guest tonight.
我知道撒该突然生命有一个很大的转变。
And all of a sudden he had a twist in his life.
原来生命上最大的释放，没有重担就是没有负债了。
Indeed, this living free in life is to not have any burdens.
所以他说他如果有欠人家要还人家四倍啊。
And he said, if I owe anything to anyone, I'll give them back four times more.
原来世界上最大的满足就是来帮助别人。
Indeed, this fulfillment, the greatest fulfillment on earth is to help one another.
所以他说他要把他的一半分给穷人。
So he said, I'll give half to all the poor people.
所以他说，发觉到他整个生命改变，发觉到他会是一个不再是个孤单的人了。
And we can see this twist in his life, this change in his life that he no longer is a lonely person.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们要左边看一看，右边看一看。
So brother and sister, we should look to our left and to our right.
我们不要住在自己的那种象牙塔一个心灵的迷宫里面。
We should not live in this maze in our heart.
我们把手伸出去啊。
We should reach out our hands.
我们如果在座有些婴孩。
And today, with us, if there's some babies,
或是些其中的一个小孩子啊,
or even just a child,
当我们去关心他, 我们自己都会觉得很快乐的。
And when we go help them, when we care for them, we will feel this happiness in our heart.
这是一句实在的话, 你撒香水给别人, 自己都会闻到香味的啦。
It's indeed a true saying that if you spread perfumes to others, you can smell this also.
伸出双手去爱, 就不再孤单。
If you give out your both hands to love, you will no longer feel lonely.
圣经上跟我们讲说, 一个人不孤单, 也是一种能够跟别人做心灵
The Bible also tells us that the reason why people are not lonely because we can do heart-to-heart communication.
我们来看哥林多后书六章十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse
1. 六章十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 11.
252页。六章十一节。哥林多人呐、啊，我们向你们口是张开的。心是宽宏的十二节你们的狭窄也不在乎我们是在乎你们心肠狭窄保罗说我对你们哦口是张开的心是宽宏的啦
Here Paul tells the people Corinthians We have spoken freely to you and opened wider hearts to you
我很想要跟你们沟通的啦
We really want to communicate with you
其实哪里有爱哪里就有交流啊
And where there's love there's communication
哪里有交流哪里就有成长
And where there's communication, there is growth.
有人说呢，人有四个层面呢、啊，哦。
People say, that humans have four different kinds of faces.
啊，四个
levels.
好了，啊，第一个面呢，就是公众的我。
And the first,
public me 哦。
And the first side of human is a public self.
比如说我的身高了。
For example, my height.
你一看大概就知道我身高多高了，这个没有办法隐藏。
I'm quite sure I cannot hide how tall I am from you.
那人的另外一部分叫做秘密的我。
Another type of human is secret. Another aspect of human is secretly like.
比如说我的年纪。
Example is my age.
如果我不告诉你我几岁，大概。大家大概不太知道嘛，对不对
？If I do not tell you my age, I'm quite sure none of you know how old I am.
那有一部分是背脊的我，就是你看得到我的那一部分，我自己看不到我的那一部分。
And there's another type is that what you can see about me, but I cannot see about myself.
比如说，如果一个人跟你讲话，忽然间发觉到说你必须要退后两步的话呢，可能那个人有口臭，他自己不知道。
And if you see a person when they're talking to you, this person will back up two steps. You'll not know that you probably have bad breath.
他别人知道自己不知道。
Other people may know, but you do not know yourself.
有一部分呢，是一种潜在的我，就是别人知道不知道的地方，你自己也不知道的地方。
And there's another type that you do not know about yourself, but others also do not know about you.
一个人哦，那个秘密我越多的时候哦，他是一个越寂寞的人。
When a person has more of secret self, then this person will become more lonely.
一个人那个公开的我越多的时候呢，他是一个越开放越不寂寞的人了。
When a person has more open self, then this person will have less loneliness.
就是我们都有很多的秘密啊。
I'm quite sure all of us have a lot of secrets.
其实啊，这个大卫有一个很好的朋友。
David had a really good friend.
叫做约拿丹。
His friend was, name was Jonathan.
当大卫逃亡的时候，躲在一个深就是深山或是旷野里面的时候
，When they were fleeing, they hid in the mountains.
这个约拿丹的爸爸都找不到大卫在哪里啊。
Even Jonathan's father could not find where David was hiding.
但是约拿丹可以在那个秘密的地方呢，把大卫给找出来啊。
But Jonathan can find David in this secret hiding place.
换句话说，大卫对约拿丹他本身是没有秘密的。
Which by meaning that David had no secrets hidden from Jonathan.
所以他们的情谊非常的深固啊，非常的深啊。
And therefore their friendship was very strong.
当然，当我们把自己那个公开给别人的时候，有时候会受到伤害。
I'm quite sure that when we give ourselves openly to others, we may be hurt.
但是哦，朋友家的伤痕是出于忠诚的。
But the pain that friends give you is out of truth.
但是仇敌连连亲嘴也是没有用，多余的啦。
But when if you kiss to your enemies, this is of no use.
所以小弟觉得我们要慎之啊，谨慎来选择哈，对什么样的人把我们的心打开，能够大家一起谈谈心。
So we should choose wisely to open our hearts to people, so we can communicate heart to heart.
相信呢，我们有那种心灵的沟通呢，会越来越不孤单嘛。
And I'm quite sure if you have this communication between each other's hearts, you will feel less lonely.
当然，我们有一个更亲密的朋友。
Of course, we have another closer friend.
我们来看箴言的十八章二十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
箴言十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
十八章二十四节
18:24
滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。我们有一个比弟兄更亲密的朋友。
We have a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
那就是天上的神啊。
Which is our Father in heaven.
如果我们在地上真的找不到一个好朋友。
If we cannot find a good friend on this earth.
我们要找到主耶稣这位好朋友。
Then we must find Jesus, our good friend.
耶稣基督自己这样说。
Lord Jesus Christ said himself.
当患难来临的时候呢，跟门徒讲说，你们都要离开我。
When troubles and tribulations come, all of you will depart from me.
但是我不孤单呢。
But I am not lonely.
因为天父与我同在。
Because my heavenly Father is with me.
所以他有一个心灵的沟通者啊。
So therefore he has a person to communicate with spiritually.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在暂时把这个信仰哦，如果我们不谈，我们光谈这个人的一个关系哦。
If we put spirituality aside and we only talk about relationships of people.
我不知道说有的人真的可以孤独，但是不用孤单呢。
I can see people can be alone, but do not feel lonely.
中国人他有一首诗这样写。
There was this poem that a Chinese person wrote.
那首诗在形容，他是这样说：是天山鸟飞绝，哈，万径人踪灭，孤舟衰笠翁，独钓寒江雪。大家都会背。这首诗在谈到说，有一个山呢，深山里面呢，没有什么人，也没有什么鸟了。
And this hymn talks about that there is in this mountain, there's no birds or no humans.
就是一叶扁舟，那一个老公公呢？拿着一只钓竿，在寒冷的冬天在那边钓鱼啊。
And on a small boat, there's this old man with his fishing rod fishing alone.
那你看那幅画跟那一首诗哈，这首诗不是在描写他很孤单哦。
And when you see this painting and this poem is not to describe that this person is lonely.
他在描写他很享受他的钓啊。
But this poem describes that this old man enjoys fishing.
他的生命寄情于山水之间，寄情于钓鱼之乐。
And this in his life, he finds fulfillment and joy in being alone and fishing.
如果一个普通的人呐、啊，都可以寄情在山水，寄情在一个兴趣。
If a person can find fulfillment and happiness within the mountains and the streams.
我们一个基督徒更可以寄情在我们的宗教，寄情在我们天上的真神呢、啊。
Then, as a Christian today, we should find fulfillment and happiness in our religion.
我们的圣神真的是最慈爱的，他随时在看顾我们的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ indeed is the most merciful, and He's always taking care of us.
所以基督徒真的可能孤独哦，但是永远不会孤单的。
So therefore, Christians can be alone, but they'll never be feeling lonely.
小弟有一个儿童教员呐、啊，以前教从小教我长大的。
I have an RE teacher who taught me ever since I was young.
他十二岁的时候呢，必须要在手术房经过开刀。
When this RE teacher of mine, he had to go through operation when he was 12.
因为他爸爸妈妈做生意很忙啊。
Because his parents were very busy with the business.
他在描写啊，他要被推进去手术房间的时候呢，他妈妈才突然出现。跟他讲一下话，这样子而已。
And he described the situation that when he was being pushed into the operation room, his mother all of a sudden appeared and just spoke a few words.
这个期间，他都独自一个人哦。
And all between that time, he was all alone.
可是很奇妙，他不会感到孤单。
But miraculously, he could not feel loneliness in his heart.
他想到诗篇二十三篇的那句话。
He remembered what recorded in Psalms chapter 23.
神是我的牧者。
God is my shepherd.
我一定不会缺乏。
I will not lack anything.
我虽然走过死荫的幽谷。
Even though I have walked through the shadow of the valley of death.
我必不至于害怕。
I will not be afraid.
因为神与我同在。
Because the Lord God is with me.
他的杖，他的竿都安慰我。
And he will comfort me.
十二岁的小孩子。
And he was only 12.
他不孤单。
He was not lonely.
因为他有真神。
Because he has the Lord.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
这真的是一个孤单的世代。
This indeed is a lonely generation.
让我们能够借着圣经的方法，能够永不孤单。
And when we hope through the teachings of the Bible that we will not feel lonely ever.
人有时候会软弱了。
Sometimes people may feel weak.
在这个夏威夷哦，有一个岛叫做 Chinaman's Head， 小弟也不晓得在这边讲过这个岛哦。
And there was this island in Hawaii called Chinaman's Head.
远远的看像一个斗笠一样。
And from afar, it seems like a Chinese hat.
那在一天的一个时间呢，这个岛啊，有时候会退潮，你可以走路过去啊。然后呢，你在涨潮之前如果没有走回来，你就在那边等到明天了。
And during the daytime, the tides would go back and you can walk to this island, but if you do not come back before the tide comes up again, you'll have to stay on the island.
常常想孤单就好像那个孤岛一样。
Sometimes I think loneliness is just like this lonely island.
不小心就走到那边去了，不小心啊哦。
No, unnoticedly you walked to this island.
就会觉得哎呀，怎么都只有我一个人了。
And you'll think, why am I all alone?
那时候我们要赶紧走回来了。
At that time, we have to hurry back.
所以孤单孤不孤单是我们的一个选择哦。
And therefore, being lonely or not lonely, it is a choice of yours.
如果我们一下子不走回来，
If we do not come back immediately,
可能会在那边困一段时间哦。
You might have to be there for a while.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
让我们伸出手去爱。
So that we may open our arms to love.
让我们有人跟我们做心灵的交流。
So that we can have communication heart to heart with someone.
让我们紧紧抓住更亲密的朋友。
And we may grab hold tighter to these friends.
我们必永不孤单。
Then we'll forever be not lonely.
唱诗五百首。